hello and welcome to your Damascus Daily Prayer Lab. My name is Aaron Richards. I'm one of the executive directors here at Damascus, where we are working to awaken, empower, and equip a generation to live the adventure of the Catholic faith. I'm also one of the co-hosts here on St. Gabriel Radio of Beyond Damascus, the show where encounter meets mission. Check us out on YouTube or your favorite podcast app, or as I said before, listen here on St. Gabriel if you want to learn how to live a missionary life. Today, we're going to be talking about a gospel reading from Mark chapter 1, verses 14 through 20. After John had been arrested, Jesus came to Galilee proclaiming the gospel of God. This is the time of fulfillment. The kingdom of God is at hand. Repent and believe in the gospel. As he passed by the Sea of Galilee, he saw Simon and his brother Andrew casting their nets into the sea. They were fishermen. Jesus said to them, "Come after me, and I will make you fishers of men." Then they left their nets and followed him. He walked along a little further, and he saw James, the son of Zebedee, and his brother John. They too were in a boat mending their nets. Then he called them. So they left their father Zebedee in the boat, along with the hired men, and followed him. Once again, that's from Mark's Gospel, chapter 1, verses 14 through 20. Friends, this is a beautiful reading to reflect on today as we look to how Jesus calls those first of his apostles. As he's passing along the sea, he sees them in the midst of their work. He reaches out to them. He calls out to them. He calls them, and he says those famous words, "Come after me, and I will make you fishers of men." Over the course of your Christian life and formation, you've probably heard a number of different reflections on today's gospel or variations of it in the other gospel accounts. And certainly these words are worth bringing to mind and asking, how is it that we respond when Jesus calls to us? Do we, like these men, hear and respond to the voice of the Lord with courage and with boldness, leaving their father Zebedee in the boat along with the hired men to follow Jesus? You know, a number of the reflections that I've heard here would indicate that this is truly the life that these men, these fishermen, have been called to, right? Walking away and following Jesus. It wasn't equivalent to taking a break or taking a gap year or taking a mission trip, but leaving their life's work behind would have been an abandonment of what they had worked to attain in this world so that they could follow after someone, something better. I would ask us in reflection today to, you know, remind ourselves of that question. Many of us listening to good old St. Gabriel Catholic Radio in the morning on your way to school or way to work might reflect on a gospel reading like today and say, okay, I am the one who is already following Jesus. Maybe that situation could be less clear to us than to others on account of that. What do we have that we have yet to walk away from so that we can follow after the Lord? I want to draw our mind too to one other final phrase. This because of the dynamic of this gospel reading, I think this statement might sometimes be missed, but I'd like to draw us here as we close today. After John had been arrested, Jesus came to Galilee proclaiming the gospel of God. I was actually just reflecting on a version of this statement from one of the other gospel accounts this past weekend, that it was John's arrest that seemingly prompted Jesus's entry into public ministry. At least it happened very coincidentally around the same time frame. But we see this beautiful account of the call of the first disciples that Jesus goes out. And I don't think it's by accident that Mark places this first movement of Jesus's apostolic mission in proximity to the discovery of John's arrest. If you feel as though you've been in a situation where the direction or the momentum that you expected or anticipated in life seems to be stopped or shifted or arrested, this may be a call for us not to enter into a place of desolation or isolation, but maybe, like Jesus, to ask God, what's next? What do you have in store for me? What mission do you have ahead of me that you intend for me to come out of this place of disappointment into a place of victory and mission? Thanks for joining today. God bless. Have a good one.